This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are continuing our sermon series on critical race theory and asking the question, is slavery America's original sin? As we have shown in previous sermons where we looked at the Bible and also at true and accurate accounts of history. And one thing that we have seen from the Bible, Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." And how do we know the truth? Well, first of all, by abiding in his word. John 8, 31 and 32, "If you abide in my word, you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And then from Romans chapter 1, we also learn that some people know the truth, but suppress the truth in unrighteousness. And so this is important to realize when you look at history and when you look at what people say and who you listen to and whether you should believe someone or not. It's important to remember that there are some who don't love truth and are actually suppressing the truth in unrighteousness. So we have actually looked at wallbuilders.com. They have a lot of resources. Not only do they have a lot of resources and a lot of information about history, they actually own a lot of the documents from America's founding era. In fact, over 120,000 documents are owned by wall builders, and these include letters, Bibles. We actually saw, I believe, the Bible of one of the famous preachers. If you watch this video by David Barton, "Debunking the 1619 Project: Is America Racist?" You can actually see some of the Bibles. They actually show the pictures. Picture of, or not a picture, but a painting, because they didn't have pictures back then, but a painting of Lemuel Haynes, who was a famous black preacher who had a white congregation. He was actually the first black man in America to receive a degree of higher education. So we talked about some of those heroes, Harry Hoosier, also John Morant, Lemuel Haynes. We talked about some of these, Wentworth Cheswold, and some of the others that we talked about that last week. Some of these heroes, really, of the Revolutionary era. One of the things that's interesting, and we didn't talk about everything, you can actually watch them. We'll link in the description on this sermon on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com. Also, our Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center, and as well on our YouTube channel, Covenant Tabernacle. We'll include the link to that David Barton video. But he does in there include many other examples, historical examples of blacks in this time that actually were fighting for freedom in America. They were fighting for on the side of America, or the colonies who would become America, who would become the United States of America, against England. One of those, interesting, I'll just mention it today briefly, one of those actually was involved in a plot, a successful plot, to capture the second in command of Britain, because our second in command had been captured, and we needed to capture the British second in command to actually do a prisoner swap. And he was a part of what really would become, really unofficially, the first special ops campaign ever carried out in America. And he was a part of that, and he was a black patriot. Blacks actually served in the army, in the colonial army, in the Revolutionary Army, and they served actually longer than whites. I believe about 9 times longer than the average white. But what we're going to look at today, we're going to look at some of the differences or some of the prejudices that existed in America, not only our post slavery, but even in slavery. We're going to actually see that some of these, they really weren't completely racial. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. There's a lot of division in our nation, and some of it revolves around race. It would be helpful, though, if we all realize that every human being is a part of the human race. Moreover, my life and your life have value, not because of our race, ethnicity, social status, wealth, looks, or ability. Our lives have value because each one of us is created in the image of God. If we all realize this, we can value and respect each other despite our differences. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for A Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems.
PC.
Yes, you do. And we are back. We are ready to answer your questions. I know you've been waiting all week for this chance to get your computer questions answered for free. Hey, we're here, and today's your opportunity. This is your opportunity to get your computer questions answered for free. We want you to be able to do that, so give us a call, 772-340-1590. That's the number into the studio, 772-340-1590. You could also go over to our live Facebook video and type your computer question into the comment section, and we'll be there ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems as well. And we've got a lot going on. A lot has been happening in computers, and of course, one of the things that a lot of people are doing this time of year is kind of, sometimes people buy computers around this time of year. So sometimes you'll have
businesses that will buy computers, and sometimes they'll be buying computers between now and the end of the year to because they, you know, they made more money maybe than what they thought. And if they buy computers now, they can write that off, and then they'll be able to actually enjoy the speed and the productivity of the new computer. A lot of consumers around this time of year start thinking about, well, maybe what kind of computer do we need to buy? Do we want to buy a new computer? What, maybe buying a computer as a gift. One of the things that happens sometimes, though, is that people look at primarily at price, and they see, wow, I can get this computer for this price. And they think, wow, that's a great deal. Let me run right out and get that computer. And in fact, on Black Friday, you'll see some really, really, really good prices. And those computers will look tempting. And in fact, why not buy a new computer? In fact, some people say, well, you know, why would I repair my computer? I can just go out and buy a new one for $300. Well, you can do that. But if you do that, I can guarantee you that the computer that you get for $300 will be slower than the one, probably slower than the one you already have. Even if you have a slow computer, there's a good chance that it's still going to be slower than the one you already have. So you want to really, or you might end up with a Chromebook. Some of our customers end up with Chromebooks. One of the things that we'll start talking about a little bit about here, over this week, next week, the week after that, we'll start talking about how you can actually make sure if you buy a new computer, that you're buying a computer that's faster than the one you already have. Doesn't matter how much money you have, if you're going to spend it, you want to get a good value for what you're spending. You don't want to actually go out there and spend $300 and get something that's worse than what you have, slower than what you have, maybe not even have enough storage space, or not have as much capacity. We had one customer not too long ago. Well, you know, when I say not too long ago, in the last maybe 2 years, we had a customer that went out to Best Buy and actually purchased a what he thought was a computer, and it was a computer of sorts, and he brought it home. In fact, he even bought an antivirus for it because he went to a big box store, and the big box store told him that he needed antivirus protection with this new computer that they were selling him. Well, he had me come over to set it up, which I did, you know, and there were some other things that I was working on as well. And he said, yeah, this only cost me $300. So it's a really good deal. I think this is going to, you know, and the antivirus software, you know, cost him some money, but the computer only cost him about $300. So he said, wow, this is a great deal. I've never bought a computer for $300. And I pull it up, open it up, turn it on. It's not a computer that's running Windows. It's a Chromebook. So let me explain the difference between a Chromebook and a Windows-based computer. The biggest thing is the operating system. With a Windows-based computer, you're going to have Windows 10, or if you buy a computer now, you're going to have Windows 11. By the way, Windows 11 is not very much different than Windows 10. What they've done is they've moved the start menu, the start bar, the start button over toward the center. A lot of the icons that are more over to the left, they're over to the center. When you click on the start button, a window pops up to the center. A lot of the windows are more rounded. There are different icons. And, you know, so there's some different branding in there. But really, essentially you're not dealing with a huge amount of difference with the system, going from Windows 10 to Windows 11. So anyway, with a Windows-based computer, that's what you're looking at. You have the Windows installed, whether it's Windows 10, Windows 11, and you can install programs. So you can install LibreOffice, or you can install Microsoft Office. You can install Quicken. You can install QuickBooks. You can install TurboTax. You can install whatever program you want to install. If you want to do video editing, audio editing, you can install software for that. And you may have other software that you use for your business. If you're in the real estate market, you might have some real estate software. If you're an appraiser, you might have some appraisal software. If you're a home inspector, you're going to have software for that. So there's software you can buy. Well, if you get a Chromebook, basically what you have is Chrome. So people are many of you, and not all of you, but, because I know there are a lot of people listening that aren't very computer literate, and a lot of people are, but we try to explain things for people that aren't. So Chrome, Google Chrome, is a web browser, and it is the browser. Let me see if I can get there and actually show you. I know. Okay, so let me switch over to a full screen here, and I'll show you the icon for Chrome. So the icon for Chrome, I'm pointing to it right here. I'll explain this, what it looks like. It's a circle with red at the top, starting at the top, upper left, going over toward the upper right is red. And then there's yellow that goes around, starting right at the end of the red and goes down to about the bottom. And then there's green that goes and wraps around all the way up to the top. And in the middle, there's a blue dot. But this is a web browser, and whatever you can do on Google Chrome, you can do on a Chromebook. You could use, but you can't install TurboTax. You can't install Quicken. You can't install QuickBooks. You can't install Microsoft Office. You can't install LibreOffice. You can't install any other software programs. You can use Google Docs, where you can create letters out of Google's word processing software. It is free. It'll open up a Microsoft Office document, and you can edit it, but you're not going to open it in Word. You're going to open it in Google Docs. You can open up, you can use Google Sheets, which is similar to Excel, but it's not Excel. It's not a program that's actually running on your computer. It's actually a web app. You can use Google Drive to store more files. And of course, you can store up to 15 gigabytes, as we talked about last week, for free. If you need more than that, you'll need to pay Google some additional money for storage. So there's a lot that you can't do. And by the way, our customer, the antivirus that the salesperson at the big box store told him he needed, can't even be installed on a Chromebook. That was the most crazy thing that out of that whole transaction.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit. You'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. 7-8. Computer problems?
You need a Faster PC.
Yes, you do, and we are back. We're ready to answer your computer questions and ready to help you resolve your computer problems in the shop as well. Technicians standing by, ready to resolve computer problems. And, one of the things we want to just remind you about, hey, you can ask your question through giving us a call at here at the studio, 772-340-1590, or you could call our shop, our office, 772-878-5978, and my staff will relay the message to me, or you can type your question into the comment section on the live Facebook video. That way we can get your question answered one way or another. Now, we're talking in the last segment about the differences between the Google Chromebook and a regular laptop computer that runs Windows. So, the biggest difference is the operating system, and you can do a lot of the things you can do on a computer on a Chromebook. You just have to do them differently. Like, you could use QuickBooks Online, but you couldn't use QuickBooks Desktop because it doesn't have Windows. You can't install the software. You couldn't use TurboTax on your computer. You could go to TurboTax Online and file your taxes that way. Now, I believe that the online with TurboTax has some limitations on, if your situation is complex, if you have investment properties, different types of investments, if you have businesses, there's different types of TurboTax that you have to use. I'm not sure whether they have the ability to do all of that at the TurboTax Online website. We did have a customer yesterday that actually just recently bought a tablet, and her idea was she wanted to replace her computer with a tablet, and she wanted to be able to use this like a computer. Well, first of all, we said, well, I asked, what type of tablet did you buy? Because that makes a difference. And she bought an Android-based tablet. Now, if you had an Android-based tablet or a Windows-based or an Apple-based tablet, you're going to have limitations. There's going to be apps that you can run. You can check your email. You can browse the web. You could use Google Docs. You could use Google Sheets. You could use Google Drive, or you could use, if you wanted to pay for Microsoft 365, you could use the Microsoft Word app or the Excel app, and you could use it with a keyboard. But you're still going to be very, very limited on what you can do really with that type of a tablet, whether it's an Apple tablet or an Android tablet. Now, we do have some customers that have totally transitioned. They don't use a computer at all. They use a tablet, either an Android tablet or a Apple iPad. And so this is something that you can do. It is possible, but it's not something that you really would want to do most of the time. You're going to be limiting yourself. So it depends on really what do you do with your computer. So what I suggested to her, as I asked her, I said, do you ever watch football, NFL football? And she answered, yes. So I said, well, have you ever seen the quarterbacks? When they come off the field, they're sitting on the bench, and they're looking at a tablet. And she answered, yes. I said, well, that's a Microsoft Surface tablet. So it is a tablet. You can carry it around, but you can also get a case that has a fold-out keyboard, and it's a computer as well as a tablet. It actually runs a Windows-based operating system. So you can install, let's say, TurboTax on it. You can install Quicken on it. You can install QuickBooks Desktop on it. You can install Microsoft Office on it. You can install LibreOffice, which is the free Microsoft Office alternative. So it's not by Microsoft. It's by a nonprofit group. And you can install that. You can install whatever software that will install on a Windows-based computer. You can install. And by the way, we have some of our clients that are running very old database systems that are based on a 16-bit interface. And so with this 16-bit interface, they are limited and they can't run that in Windows natively. So you can't run a 16-bit program in a 64-bit operating system. So what can be done, though, is there are emulators. And those emulators, it's a program that allows you to run this 16-bit program inside of it. So there are workarounds, you know, even for some of the older software. We have clients. I mean, we have one client that they're running a database system that was developed in the 80s. We have another client that was about the same. I mean, the database system started being developed in the 80s, and it's custom software, and they're running that. Well, most of their system, we just started working with them. Most of their systems are actually 32-bit operating systems. Well, you're limited on a 32-bit operating system to 3 gigabytes of RAM. Less than 4 gigabytes of RAM is the limit on a 32-bit operating system. So we actually are going to be working with them to get some 64-bit systems that have more RAM, and to be able to actually have the emulator run the old software. But back to the tablet story. Again, the Microsoft Surface is a computer. It has an i5 processor, an i9 processor, i3 processor. It has an SSD hard drive. Now, it may be soldered to the motherboard. You're going to have, if you use it in conjunction with Microsoft 365, you'll have additional cloud storage. If you use it without Microsoft 365, you'll have 5 gigabytes of cloud storage through OneDrive. Of course, you could use Google Drive as well. As we talked about last week, Google gives you 15 gigabytes of data. So there are other options, for storage and for being able to do cloud backup. The reason I mentioned cloud backup is just that when you have a system that has an SSD drive, if that SSD drive is soldered to the motherboard, which in some cases they are, and your SSD drive becomes damaged or the motherboard becomes damaged, you lose your data. So this is why it's really important to make sure that you're backing up your computer either via cloud or with an external hard drive, an external thumb drive, some way that you're backing up your data. But this particular customer, she's going to go out today. She's going to take back the tablet because she just bought it. So she's not stuck with it. She can take it back, and she's going to replace it with a Microsoft Surface, which again is a computer, but it's also a tablet. So you can carry it around. It has a touch screen. You can use it just like you would a tablet, but you can also have a case with a portable keyboard. And we have one of our customers, he had one of these, and he was thinking, well, you know what? I think I need to get a different computer because this one, I just can't do everything I need to do. I don't have a keyboard. And, you know, so we said, well, you know what? This is actually a computer, and you can install software on it, and we can get you a case with a keyboard. And we did that for the customer. The customer actually uses it for investing, and he uses it for VectorVest. And VectorVest is a investing software where you can actually do various searches. We've talked about it on this show before. I've talked about it. I know we've had Alan Love on here talking about it as well. You can actually do various searches. You can search on various ways and means of there's various criteria that you can search for stocks that match your preferred investment style. And he can do this. He's actually a security guard, and as a security guard, he has time where he's just standing there doing nothing. And during that time where he's standing there doing nothing, he's able to, I know a lot of security guards just watch TV. Well, instead of watching TV, he's actually investing. He's making some money, putting his money to use, and actually making some money investing. So these are some some things that you can do with a Surface. You can do really anything that you can do with a normal computer. Plus, you can carry it around. It's very portable, just like a tablet. They come as small as 10 inches. I think they go up to 13 or 14 inches, maybe 15 inches. They have different sizes. And of course, you can buy various cases for them. And as I mentioned, you can buy cases that actually have keyboards built into them. And so there are ways that you can actually use this. The customer, what she wants to be able to do is she wants to be able, again, to get rid of the computer that she has at the house, which is very slow. She wants to be able to go into this Surface, Microsoft Surface computer, and be able to actually utilize this, but also be able to have the portability where she can stick it into her purse, basically. She had kind of a bigger purse, you know, kind of one of the Mary Poppins type of purses where you can just keep pulling things out of it. Well, you know, she can actually just stick the tablet right into that, carry it on a plane if she wants to. She can, she can take it with her wherever she goes. It's always with her. So this is a feature. And by the way, we started getting things ready for the process, actually getting her OneDrive all set up and on the old computer and getting her data syncing up that way. That way we can bring the data over with OneDrive so that she's able to actually get in there and actually when we get the new computer up and we boot everything up, we set up the new computer, we can actually start syncing the data with OneDrive, and she can use OneDrive, if she gets Microsoft 365, which she might, she can actually sync that up with the data up with OneDrive on her phone as well. By the way, with she also has Microsoft Office 2013 installed on her current computer. So Microsoft 2013, I started to ask her, well, do you remember when did you purchase this? I didn't at that point know what version it was. Well, with version 2013 and beyond, what you do is you actually get an actual key card and you go to your Microsoft account, you log in with your Microsoft account, and you have access to, you enter in that number into the office.com, I think it's office.com website. You actually enter that number into there, and then you're able to install the software. When you switch to another computer, if you bought the retail version, you can actually go in there, you can go ahead and disable it from your old computer, and you can then install it on your new computer. So whether it's 2013, 2016, 2019, I'm not sure if they have 2022 out, but we'll be able to do that with that as well. So that's some of the differences between conventional tablets and the Surface, which is more like a regular computer.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.
You do need a faster PC. We are here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems in the shop. And we're going right now to the lines. We have Paul on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC Radio, Paul. How can we help you today?
The HughesNet. This telephone is a HughesNet. I'm getting feedback. Okay, so this telephone is HughesNet, and my Wi-Fi is HughesNet, and we try to get the television, but it's always buffering. A friend told me that I need to call HughesNet and increase something. Do you have any experience with the when the television always buffering?
Yeah. So what you're looking at is first of all bandwidth. So what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to go out to a web browser, and I'll verbally describe this so that those that are listening, and if you're just listening, if you're not watching our video, you'll be able to follow what I'm doing. But if you are watching the video, or if you want to watch it later on today or later in the week, you can actually watch this. You know, skip forward to about 40 minutes into the show, 39 minutes into the show, 38 minutes, something like that. You'll be able to see this, what I'm showing here. So we're just going to go open up a web browser. And a web browser is really any, you can use any web browser. You can use Firefox, you can use Google Chrome, you can use Edge, Microsoft Edge. But we're just going to type in speedtest.net. Do this on your computer, connected to your network with HughesNet. So what's going to happen once you get there is you'll be able to actually go to the site. You'll see a big button, like a blue circle, bluish, maybe a teal circle with go in the middle. So we're going to click on that. And then what this is going to do is this is actually going to run a speed test. And this is going to show us we have the ping. That's the time that it takes from when we send the request to the time it gets to the server. Now, with HughesNet, you're always going to have a longer ping because you're sending the information from your computer through the satellite dish to a satellite back down to Earth. And then it goes to the location. So the ping is always going to be longer, and you're always going to have a certain amount of lag or latency from the time you select something to the time you actually, that command or that selection is actually registered at the server. So that process, if you're using streaming television, that process from the time you click on a show to the time it actually starts playing is always going to be a little bit longer because you have satellite. Because again, the command has to go from your computer to your satellite dish, to the satellite, down back to Earth, and then to the streaming provider. And then in the process reverses. But you're going to want to look at your download speed and your upload speed. Now, I can tell you that, you know, we have here, 50, and this is in our office, 59, almost 60 megabits per second down. Our upload speed is almost 10 megabits per second. You know, so this is pretty quick. You really don't need this fast for streaming. At our house, we've had as low as 25 megabits down and 2.5 megabits up with a television streaming, an iPad streaming, an Xbox 4 playing online games, computers, you know, one or two computers accessing the internet, two or three phones accessing the internet. And we haven't had a problem with buffering. So really, even if your download speed is 25 megabits down, your upload speed is 2.5 megabits up, you should, and really for streaming, your key ratio there is going to be the download speed. Now, if you're getting speeds that are much lower than that, and I've been out to some places where they have satellite, and if this, one of the things with the satellite is it has to be adjusted. And if it's not lined up with the satellite exactly where it should be, you can have problems where your download speed is not anywhere near what it should be. The satellite internet is more than capable of providing you with fast enough speeds for streaming television. We do have customers that are using satellite internet, and and they're able, with multiple televisions, multiple devices in their house that connect to the internet, including even their solar panels that connect to the internet, so they can get a feedback on their solar production. You have all of this going on, and they're still able to stream without problems. So HughesNet is capable of providing you with fast enough service. Most likely what has happened is your dish is not pointed directly at the satellite. It's off just a little bit. And you think about it, I mean, you know, how far is it going from your house to the satellite? It's going quite a ways from your house to the satellite. So if it's off by just let's say it's off by a half a degree, that can make a huge difference and from over that distance. So Hughes may be able to instruct you how to adjust that. And there, I know that they have software that can do it, where you actually run the software on your computer and you make an adjustment on the dish. But they may want to have a technician come out and look at it. And so that's what needs to happen. You probably are paying for fast enough speed, and paying for a faster speed probably won't do you any good. What needs to happen is you need to be able to get the speed that you're paying for. Now, one of the things you're going to want to do, you're going to want to actually contact them and find out what speed you're paying for, and then do a speed test and tell them what speed you're getting. And if you're not getting the speed that you're paying for, then something needs to be done to resolve that. And again, most likely it's adjusting your satellite dish so that it's pointed directly at the satellite. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. But the cable was already there. It's been in there since I had an analog bird view. And the installer used that cable, said it would be all right. My wife says no, that it needs to be replaced. What is your take on that?
Well, it depends on, I guess what type of cable it is and what condition it's in. If you're talking about coax cable, it probably is fine. Even if you're talking about Cat5 cable, unless you have speeds that are above 100 megabits per second, Cat5 cable is capable of 100 megabits per second as long as the ends are in good condition. But I believe that from the satellite dish to your modem, you're actually using coax cable, and the cable that they used in the initial install probably is good enough for that service. You could definitely mention that to the technician when you speak to them. And hopefully, that will, will help you to resolve, if that's an issue, they'll know and they'll be able to look at that. But most likely, it's just your satellite dish is probably out of alignment. And just think about it. I don't know when it was installed. How long ago was it installed?
Oh my goodness, 6 months, a year.
Yeah, so we've had quite a bit of wind in that time. And I don't know if, has it ever been working properly?
Always a lot of buffering.
Okay. So if it's always been a lot of buffering, then really it's never worked properly. And you need to get on with Usenet as soon as possible for them to resolve that, because and if they do send out a technician, make sure while he's there you run a speed test. Go to speedtest.net, run a speed test, and also turn on every device that you possibly could use and start using it, and make sure that you don't have buffering, because you should not have buffering. You should be able to provide you with fast enough internet to be able to to access the internet from multiple devices, including your television, which is streaming.
I thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome. And you know, some of our customers, like this customer, probably I didn't ask him, but he probably is located out west of town. And when I say west of town, I'm not talking about Tradition. You know, I know Tradition is west of town if you're in Port St. Lucie, but Tradition is new infrastructure. There's a dense population there. With the installations, you're going to have, certain neighborhoods. You might have Comcast. You might have AT&T. You might have a fiber optic provider in there, Bluestream or Lightstream. You might have several of those options, but you're going to have the ability to connect with high speed internet that where there's a wire that's run directly to your house or to your apartment. West of town in Fort Pierce, where homes are not densely populated, where, you know, a neighborhood might have maybe 30, 40, 50 homes, for a cable company to come in there or a fiber company to come in there and provide internet, really what they're going to want to do is they're going to want to be able to have an agreement, maybe a 10-year agreement with every person that's there, every property that's there, to actually pay in a homeowners association fee or a set fee so that they make sure that they can get their money. So if they can recoup the money that they're going to spend, it's going to cost them a few $100,000 to do the installs. They want to be able to recoup that. What a lot of customers do in those situations, they'll either use Florida broadband, which is microwave. You actually have an antenna and you have microwave. When there's a hurricane, you have to take your antenna down. You're not going to have internet. Or some people use HughesNet. Either way, it is a viable way that you can get speeds.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5, and next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Critical Race Theory and Its Implications. Is Slavery America's Original Sin? Part 7. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC.
Solves computer problems. There's a lot of division in our nation, and some of it revolves around race. It would be helpful, though, if we all realize that every human being is a part of the human race. Moreover, my life and your life have value, not because of our race, ethnicity, social status, wealth, looks, or ability, our lives have value because each one of us is created in the image of God. If we all realize this, we can